France. That's Asile and Génération from their album that will be released in a couple of months' time, Petit Cauchemar entre Amis. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Rock Around the World. István with you for the next couple of hours. I've got a great show for you tonight. I will be playing excerpts from a little chat that I had with Mathieu, the lead singer from the band Asile. We talked about the nature of making music in France, some of the difficulties, and also some of the great joys of being on the stage of some of those most wonderful stadiums and concert halls. Also on tonight's show, we'll be listening to brand new music from Bideu Baugi out of Brazil. They have a brand new album out. Also, Die Stern, the pioneers of the Hamburger Schule, along with Tokotronic. They became a group of bands centered around the town of Hamburg who decided to buck the trend at that time of singing in English and began to sing in their native German language. Makes sense to me. Also, we will be listening to a band out of Japan called Ni Hao. They have a new album out on John Zorn's Tzadik label out of New York. The album's called Gorgeous. And so, yes, stay tuned. I've got a gorgeous program for you tonight. Starting off this next bracket, I'm going to play a song from a band out of Seoul. They're the darlings of the Hongdae indie rock circuit. This is Chung Ki-ha and the Faces. And their album is called Byolil Opsi Sonda. The track I'm going to play for you is Chong Mal.
가벼운 발걸음으로 집까지 걸어서 왔어 낮잠을 3시간 잤으나 해는 채 지질 않았어
That's Asile, Le Pied Brûlant off their Petit Cauchemar Entrée album coming out soon. I did catch up with Mathieu during the week and we had a chat. I started by asking what it was like to support The Darkness. They recently supported The Darkness, English band, at Olympia.
When you open for an English band, you play for, the crowd is half English people. So it was cool, it was the first time we played with for English people.
Yeah, and Olympia, of course, is one of Paris's most famous concert halls.
Yeah, there was a wonderful band that played Edith Piaf, yep. That played there, the Beatles too. So it was kind of, how do you say, émouvant. It gives you a feeling, a strange feeling. You know?
Yeah, you must have been able to smell the history.
Yeah, what we thought when we played in the Olympia, we were like, okay, let's don't think about all the people who went there, because if we do, we won't be able to play.
Yeah. And now, very shortly, you have an EP coming up, Intérieur, Extérieur, and also a couple of months later, you have an album coming out, Petit Cauchemar entre Amis.
Exactly.
Will you have a tour to support these two records?
Starting in March, we're going to do a real tour, which leads us to whole France, Germany, yeah. The Czech Republic, and we are working to play in England.
Fantastic.
So, Spain too, maybe.
Are there many venues in France that a rock band can play in?
Yes, but it's difficult because we...